Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Wells. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Derry. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a pop-up, foul, in back of first. Handley settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Handley. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vallow moves to second. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallow moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Derry moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Vallow scores. Derry moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball towards right. Vallow settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Vallow. Wright moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wright scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards second. Handley fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Callaway moves to second. One out. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Wells moves to second. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. Wells moves to third. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-1 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball towards center. Chapman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Chapman. Wells scores. Grove moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway misplays the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Grimes moves to second. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grimes scores. Suter moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Suter scores. Handley moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Vallow strikes out. One out. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Derry hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Handley scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christopher moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-1 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter misplays the ball. That's an error on Suter. Kennedy goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Derry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Callaway catches it and throws to first to double up Derry. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter misplays the ball. That's an error on Suter. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Handley moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Derry hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosar is thrown out after the base hit. Chapman scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Everett Fagan now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Phil Marchildon now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells juggles the ball. That's an error on Wells. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen pinch hits for Leo Wells. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels pinch runs for Ralph Hodgen. Wally Moses pinch hits for George Dickey. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michaels moves to third. Whitey Platt pinch hits for Orville Grove. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a fly ball towards left. Derry catches it and throws to home to double up Michaels. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.